McDonald Softball is on the air.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to slightly overcast but better than rainy Bloomer, Wisconsin, site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference softball game between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Max and the Bloomer Blackhawks. McDonald comes in the game at 5-3 on the season, right at 500 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. Bloomer is at 7-6 overall. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Chris Malika, and we'll say hello on the video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube and Facebook. And again, we just kind of dump Chris right into this because this is the first game we've done since late last May.
Yes, it is, and I'm very excited to be here. Finally got the schedules to click exactly. And everything, and the weather to cooperate.
Now, when it comes to what McDonald's done so far, again, we're in May already. We're in May, but they played 8 games so far, and you kind of expect that sometimes late March and April you play when and if you can. But at this point, when you start seeing everybody in the conference the second time through, what you're really hoping for is to be able to play better than you did the last time to be able to build on that.
Absolutely, and I think that they are trying to keep going up with that, and knowing who they played and how they were, that, you know, coming in the second time and, you know, maybe doing things a little bit differently.
Yeah, and one of the big things when you look at this McDonald team is the fact that they're fairly young, but not without experience. Again, we talk about this strong sophomore class, but you've got seniors like Kendall Heffler, juniors like Keegan Winger that are really playing very important roles for this team.
Absolutely, and they, you know, Keegan and Kendall, they're taking that leadership role and doing what they need to do out on that field as well.
Well, we're looking forward to McDonald and Bloomer for the second time this season. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Poyer of the Bloomer Blackhawks. We'll be back in 2 on WOGO. This is McDonald Lady Max Softball.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald's Softball Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Western Clover Belt Conference Softball here in beautiful Bloomer, Wisconsin, here with head coach Keith Poyer of Bloomer. And coach, a little up and down with your team this year in terms of, I believe you've had six games of 22 runs or more scored, but then 12 games where you allowed a double-digit run. So what's kind of been the roller coaster of the season so far?
Well, us losing our starting pitcher at the end of the basketball season, and now Lydia's out there. And Lydia, she's a junior, but she didn't really start pitching until last year. She was pitched on JV because we didn't have anybody else, so she's still learning. Last couple of weeks, she started to come around a little bit and cut down on the walks and the hit batters. And so we're kind of hoping as the season goes on, it gets better. But it's hard to defend 15, 16 walks a game, and that's where we were at early season. That's why we're giving up so many runs. And I believe that kind of bled over to the offense sometimes when we give up so many runs and, you know, there's nothing we can do about it, then we kind of get down as a team, which that's on us. But, you know, we've seen some good pitching, but not to the point where I don't think we should be scoring one run against some of the pitchers we did. So,
offensively, when you've had those explosions, what was key to that?
The top of our order. Our top three hitters, Avery Sieg, Lily Pahulu, and Aubrey Tarnowski, they get it going. Obviously, Avery has the power. Lily leads our team in hits, and Tarnowski, we've moved her one, two, or three in our order, and she's responded. You know, she can either get on base if that's her job or drive in a run. So,
second time you've seen McDonald, what's going to be key to try to get a victory here at home?
Just pitch and play defense better than we did the last time. Try and stay in the game like we did last week against Stanley. That was our best game of the year. We cut down on the walks, and we played great defense. So,
well, fantastic, coach. We're looking forward to it. Always great to see Western Clover Belt Conference softball. We might even get a little sunshine, so we're hoping for that.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Thank you, Coach Keith Poyer. Back with Coach Ruff after this. It's McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac Softball Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook, here with head coach Rick Ruff. And coach, 5-3 on the season, getting into the heart of the conference schedule here. What have you seen so far through some of the ups and downs of the season?
Yeah, the team, like I said, we've had some ups and downs. When we stay focused and when we play defense, we can play with anybody, but it all starts on defense.
What have you liked about the defense when it is coming together in some of those wins and maybe even the losses that have been tight games?
Yeah, the defense, it's not only just the errors. When they're communicating with each other, when they're talking and they're playing together, that's what makes defense better.
Have you been impressed with your young sophomores pitching? I mean, I saw Jasmine got some innings the other day, but Kelsey and Riley, I mean, it seems like they're getting more and more confident.
Yeah, it's a growing up time. They're, like you said, there's sophomores, three sophomores throwing for us, and we're going to only improve every single day out.
What about the approach at the plate? What's been good? What you need to work on there?
Discipline. We make sure that we are out there hitting pitches that we can hit. It's not always about strikes. It's about something in your zone that you can drive.
Well, Coach, we'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about a season sweep of Bloomer. We'll hope they'll get the job done.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Rick Ruff will be back with more after this on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Time for the Choice and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald going for a season sweep of Bloomer, but always tougher the second time you face a team. Chris, what do they have to do to be able to get the victory here?
Well, and I think Coach Rick made the highlight to that is staying focused on defense, talking to each other, you know, making sure and communicating out there. So I think those are the biggest things. And then, you know, in the box, making sure and swinging at anything that's in your, you know, zone.
Your Choice and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls, back in 90 seconds with the game time on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's just about game time here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and we're ready to go as they'll get warmed up here. And McDonald, again, going for a season sweep of a conference opponent. But looking at Bloomer, as their coach Keith Boyer mentioned, it really hurts when you lose your planned starting pitcher at the end of basketball season. She doesn't even get to go out there. But in the circle today, they'll have Lydia Prince, a junior, and again, upperclassman, and she's gotten a chance to get better and better as the season goes on, and certainly thinking that it's probably going to be a tougher go offensively for McDonald's second time facing her.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the more reps she gets, you know, the better she gets. And, you know, like you said, stated, it's hard. It's tough losing, you know, your planned pitcher and everything. But she's stepping in and, you know, finding her zone and finding her game.
Well, good to have you with us here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire at Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Elliot Spies, back at the WOGO home base in Hallie, as our audio producer, on-site camera operator, and video producer is Mr. Sam Aberle. Battery looks like this for Bloomer. Lydia Prince, the junior, number 10 in the circle. And behind the plate is Avery Sieg, fellow junior, number 23. And leading off for McDonald and head coach Rick Ruff is Kendall Heffler, the senior left fielder, number 3. She is batting 400 on the season. And Kendall will stand in from the right side as we get underway.
Gloves on and all.
Indeed. They're wearing theirs. We're wearing different kinds of gloves out here.
Exactly.
Still great to see the rain has, and hi Riley on the
Knock
dugout
on
cam. Great to see the rain, yeah, has at least dissipated for a while. First pitch caught the outside edge for a strike on Kendall Heffler.
Yeah, I think she just needs to focus in.
Second offering pops straight up, could be playable for the third baseman, and it is gloved over there by Addison Pekka for the first out of the inning.
Those first pitches are always difficult, you know, being the first batter out. Kendall does a great job, but they can be difficult and get it out of the way.
Brings up Keegan Winger, the junior, swinging a hot bat. Keegan takes a ball high, batting 417. The junior third baseman, number 14.
See the McDonald boys must be playing baseball here too. Oh, there you go, Keegan.
Keegan hits a hard shot towards short. It's bobbled, and Keegan legs it out, and she is aboard. First base runner of the day for McDonald. As Keegan Winger, I don't even know if the shortstop feels that one cleanly. I'm not even sure if she's able to throw out Keegan.
I don't think so.
It's rolling a little bit more slowly here with the wet sand.
Yep.
Riley Christensen, the sophomore, takes first pitch.
There's some
ball one.
Speaker issues, I think. That's that squeaking, so.
Riley's batting 516 to lead the team.
Doing great.
Takes a ball outside. She has 3 home runs on the season. I've been privileged to be there for a couple of them, and then she hit a grand slam without me.
How dare she?
2-0 pitch, snap throw to first, diving back in Keegan Winger, now 3-0 on Riley Christensen.
Just checking her back, and Keegan did a great job in watching that throw coming in.
3-0 counts. Lydia Prince, the junior, against Riley Christensen, the sophomore. The pitch, check swing, caught the outside edge for strike one. 3-1 hitters count on Riley.
Come on, Riley.
Runner at first, one out. You're in the top of the first.
Nice there.
Riley, hard shot towards short. Throw to second,
nice
sliding,
shot.
And it's dropped at second. Safe at first and second for McDonald with one out.
Yeah, that the sand is definitely, it's soaking up some of the power on those balls. So
absolutely.
Got to drive at them.
So Riley reaches, brings up Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore pitcher, number 10. You talk about swinging a hot bat. Kelsey's now batting 464. As well as leading the team in innings pitched. And she really, again, is starting to find her comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a strike pitch one.
She's a very strong player all around, and so just finding where her comfort is and honing in on that.
Runners at first and second. 0-1 count, low and in the dirt, and runners are going to advance to second and third for McDonald on the wild pitch. 1-1 the count on Kelsey Bremnes. Here on WOGO Radio, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, also WOGO Sports, the live video stream on our WOGO Radio Facebook page and the YouTube channel. Prince the pitch, dribbled very slowly along the third base line, long throw to first in time, runner
nice.
Dives in, and
nice
there's
job,
the first run of the game for McDonald. Keegan Winger, smart base running there. Riley advances to third, so two away, but the first run in for McDonald.
Yeah, and that sacrifice, you know, with Kelsey brings her in, so that's great, smart playing.
So Keegan Winger scores the first run of the game. Riley Christensen is in scoring position. Kelsey Bremnes out at first, 5-3 on the putout if you're scoring at home. First pitch loan in the dirt for Claire Ruff, sophomore shortstop, number 12, batting 458. One run in, two away, runner at third. Laying off, taking strike one is Claire.
Come on, Claire.
Again, Lydia Prince, the junior, number 10. Her coach mentioned it was a struggle earlier in the season. Now she's getting a little bit more locked in. Induces a swinging strike from Claire. 1-2 is the count.
You know, and I believe, he stated that she just started pitching last year?
Yeah, so again, fairly new to the position as well, too. Give her a ton of credit for stepping in. Prince the pitch, rise ball, misses high. 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those positions that a lot of pitchers start out very young, and so kudos to her.
Two balls, two strikes, two away, runner at third for McDonald here in the top of the first. Count has worked full as Ruff lays off.
Yeah, that changeup just went wide a little bit there for her.
Lydia Prince against Claire Ruff. 3-2 count, two away. Payoff pitch, popped up foul along the first baseline and out of play. We'll do it again. In the upper left-hand corner of our WOGO Sports video stream, check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park and on-site dining and coffee. Book your family's adventure today. MetropolisResort.com. There's the walk drawn by Claire Ruff. Worked the count full and then took the walk. Runners at the corners.
Great job watching that. Pitch came in just a little bit low, and so great job watching that.
And again, that 3-2 count as a hitter, sometimes it's hard to lay off.
It is hard.
To have that discipline.
You want so much to hit that, but she did a great job.
Runners at the corners, two away. Lizzie Liebrandt takes a cut at the first pitch, fouls it off. Strike one. Lizzie, sophomore catcher, number 9, batting 300 on the season.
It's funny because the email that Rick sent you, it says Liz Liebrandt. I'm like, I've called her Lizzie since she's been little. So it's like, I'm like, So I'm glad to hear you say that because that's what I'll be calling her too.
Lizzie, an 0-1 count facing Lydia. She'll pop one up in the infield, playable for junior shortstop Lillian Pahulu.
The small part of the bat there on the handle.
We head to the bottom of the first. McDonald gets one across. It's 1-0 the Lady Max. We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
WOGO Sports McDonald softball, bottom of the first here at Bloomer. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. McDonald plates one in the front half of the inning to lead 1-0. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. In the circle for McDonald is Kelsey Bremnes. She's pitched 34 and a third innings on this season so far, faced 156 batters, has a 3-3 win-loss record, has allowed 36 hits, 15 earned runs, 10 walks, struck out 38 and counting.
You bet.
First pitch makes the batter duck away a little bit, ball one. She's facing Lillian Pahulu, the junior shortstop, number 13, bats from the left. She just made that out to end the top of the first for McDonald. Bremnes the pitch, fouled back,
nice
strike
pitch.
One.
Yeah, that first pitch, just got to let her know that you're there.
I mean, and again, I think we saw this from Kelsey's freshman season, that she's a confident player.
Oh,
she's
absolutely.
Just a good athlete, and I think that confidence is growing more and more each game she pitches.
Nice pitch.
Hard drive, hit out toward Riley, and Riley can't make the catch in center field. And cruising in for a double, headed toward third with a throw at third.
Oh, Keegan
makes
you got
the tag.
It. Yeah,
and it got
there
her.
You go. Good
got
job.
Her at third base.
Nice throw, Kendall. Good job, Keegan.
Well done by McDonald. Pahulu tried to stretch it from a double to a triple.
Well, I think she was just trying to, you know, put herself in a position to score and keep it even here. So.
And Coach Ruff mentioned defense, defense, yep. Defense is going to be key. And after some hard contact by Pahulu, she's thrown out at third. Big swing and a miss for Aubrey Tarnowski, the junior center fielder, number six.
Yeah, and Kendall's, you know, got a great arm there, too, in the outfield. So she got that throw in right away. So it was an awesome job.
So score that 7-5.
Yep. 1-1 count here. Come on, Kelsey.
Good way of subtly reminding me that I need to update the count on the live stream. Hard drive right back toward Kelsey. She knocks it down. The throw to first. Not quite in time. Running it out quickly was
Great job, though, reacting to that. You know, when it comes back at you like that, you know, you're not always really ready for it. You're supposed to be, but sometimes it shocks you they're coming back at you.
Yeah. So Tarnowski, an infield hit, and she is aboard at first. Brings up Avery Sieg, the junior, good athlete in her own right, bats on the left, number 23, the catcher.
Nice pitch.
First pitch. Say in there for a strike.
Yeah, they're playing back a little bit on this one, so I think they're, especially on the left side here.
Hard shot right past line and Kugel at first. That's going to send a runner over the bag at second. They'll stay put, though. At first and second, couple base hits in a row for Bloomer. Again, the top of their batting order has really been strong at times this season.
Definitely very solid, you know, not afraid to hit the ball and be in there to hit that. So
I believe it's six games for Bloomer that they have scored 22 or more runs.
Wow.
And again, you look 23-21, a slugfest over Adams Friendship, but beat Amory 35-11. They can score runs, and as their coach Keith Poyer mentioned, in those six games where they score 22 or more runs, he said it was the top of the order that really did the damage.
Yeah, they're very solid, you know, in very solid at the top, and we had a designated runner come in.
Courtesy runner at first, and I'm trying to catch the number. I know Addison Pekka, the senior, third baseman number 11, is in to bat now with runners at first and second, one away. Low and in the dirt, ball one.
Number 32 is the courtesy runner on that.
All right, that's Casey Schmidt, the sophomore. So she stands at first.
I think the girl's just being ready, reacting. You know, the defense is the cue.
Foul back right toward us.
Thankfully, the fence is there.
Strike one to work it even at one ball and one strike. Runners at first and second. 1-0 ball game. McDonald with the lead. Kelsey Bremnes is trying to work out of this
nice
one.
Shot.
Popped up. Lizzie Liebrandt
on, Lizzie.
Running back,
nice
trying
job,
to make
Lizzie.
The catch, breaks the grab right near the fence. Lizzie Liebrandt.
she did a great job being alert and looking for that ball right away as a catcher. You know, a lot of times that's hard because with that mask on, when it balls pops up, it's like, where is it going type of thing. So she did a great job on that.
Nicely done by Lee Brandt, second out of the inning, and that changes the complexion of things here. Runners at first and second, but now two away. Brings up Cameron Yeakey, the junior DP, number 15, third out of the first five batters that's been batting from the left. They've got a lot of lefties in this lineup.
Yes, they do.
Strike one from Bremnes. Protecting a 1-0 lead. Bremnes the pitch. Couldn't quite find the outside edge of the plate, 1-1. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. Mayor Heath, I probably should say now.
I was just going to say that, Mayor Heath.
Congratulations, Jason. Ball two issued by Bremnes.
Yep, she's coming in just a little high, so she's got to bring it down just a touch.
And adjusting sometimes to each umpire's strike zone as well. The pitch, a grounder towards second. Bovey gloves, throws
nice
to first
job.
In time, and that'll end the inning. Base runners allowed, but no runs across as we head to the top of the second. The score remaining, McDonald 1, Bloomer nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
McDonald softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Sam Averly also on site as our video producer and camera operator. Elliot Spies at the WOGO home base in Halley, our audio producer. Kiara Leinenkugel swings at the first pitch, gloved by the third baseman and thrown out. Nice play there from Addison Pekka to Brooklyn Willie for the first out of the inning on one pitch. And that's, again, good for the confidence of Lydia Prince, the junior.
Yeah.
As we've mentioned, is new to that spot.
You know, great job for her. Kiara just kind of hit funky on the bat, so I think that's where it kind of stopped dead as soon as she hit it.
Brings up Aaliyah Bovey. Bovey playing second, just made a nice play to end the front half of the inning.
Yeah, pitch does a really good job of bringing in strikes right away, so she's been doing a really great job with that.
0-1 count on Aaliyah.
There you go.
Hard shot right past
the
second baseman.
Though.
No, it stopped.
Ooh.
Throw to first, not nearly in time. As Aaliyah legs that one out, I apologize. I did not switch the camera angle soon enough, but just trust me on this. She was really fast.
Yes, she's very fast. That was one that I didn't think was going to happen there. So she's got a lot of good speed.
It's tough to know how to score that because, again, bobble a little bit by the second baseman, but I don't know if you score that an infield hit or not.
Yeah.
Rise ball high.
I guess I would say that's an infield hit.
I score it that way as well. So, Avery Bovey, the senior, Leah's older sister, number 4, DP today, takes a rise ball high for ball 2. She's batting 556.
Wow, awesome. Strong, solid. You know, there's a reason she's DP.
Avery Bovey at the plate. Aaliyah Bovey at first base. Check swing. Gonna say she went, I think. Nope. 3-0 the count.
Yep.
Good job holding it back by Avery Bovey. They can flip the order back to the top and Kendall Heffler in a moment here.
You know, and it's solid. They have a solid batting lineup, you know, all the way through, so that's always great.
Prince the
there
pitch.
You go. Come on, drop.
Popped up and it drops right in front of the second baseman. A throw to second to get the leadoff runner. But Bovey is aboard at first, now with two away though.
You know, that was
Almost a dangerous play, though,
I was just thinking that, too. I'm like, why not go for the shirt out there? That could have been a tough decision there. But she made it, and a great job on the second baseman out there.
So Leah Bovee is retired. Avery Bovee reaches on the fielder's choice, brings up Kendall Heffler, and she'll take ball one.
We were just joking about the Avery versus Aaliyah and which ones. So it's always funny with those names, the A's. Oh, nice job,
good
Kendall.
Good shot by Kendall Heffler, and it goes all the way back to center field, but is caught there, ranging backward, Aubrey Tarnowski. And that is the final out of the top of the second. We head to the bottom of two. Our score remaining, McDonald 1, Bloomer nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, Kelsey Bremnes ready to rock and roll. And her first pitch in there for a strike against Aubrey Bull, the junior right fielder, number 21.
Yeah, Kelsey does a great job. You know, we talked about this a little bit ago, that just staying calm and staying, you know, very confident. And she does a really great job.
Swing and a miss. Bull bats from the right. The junior, number 21, the right fielder. Again, several base runners allowed in the first inning for Kelsey Bremnes, fouled back.
But their defense, you know.
But the defense, again, I mean, a double, but then thrown out at third, and then two base runners stranded. And that's got to give you just so much confidence in the circle, too, saying, hey, I'm going to get things dialed in, but knowing that they've got my back. If one gets away.
Yep, the importance of that, you know, Rick made light to it earlier, too.
Keegan Winger doesn't actually have to leave her feet. I thought she was headed that direction. But Keegan just says, thank you very much. Yep. I will stay clean, and makes the out.
Yeah, she did a great job running on that. And so, but again, when we were talking, Rick was saying the defense is key, and they're just showing that, you know, Kelsey's doing a great job in the circle, and knowing and trusting her, the rest of the girls out there for their defense.
Brooklyn Willie, sophomore first baseman, now at the plate. Swinging strike one. One away, none on here. In the bottom of the second, McDonald leading 1-0 on the road at Bloomer. Bremnes, the pitch,
nice
change
job.
Speeds
nice change
that time, strike
there.
Two. Goodness gracious, that was a pretty pitch.
That was a beautiful pitch.
Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Pop up back toward us. As Lee Brandt will retrieve it. 0-2 the counts on Brooklyn Willie, the sophomore, number 29, first baseman, batting from the right for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Kelsey Bremnes looking for her first punch out of the game. Line drive out towards center, and
nice
just
job.
Shifting over a bit to make the catch is Riley Christensen for out number two of the inning. Good contact there from Willie, but a routine play out in center.
Yeah, she didn't have to move a whole heck of a lot there.
Two away with Kate Pahulu, the freshman left fielder, coming up. Number 26, bats from the right. First pitch, lined
nice
right
down.
Toward
there
Bovee.
You.
She'll glove, make
there
the throw to
job.
First in plenty of time. 1-2-3, they go down in sequence for Bloomer. We head to the third with our score remaining. McDonald 1, Bloomer nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Back to the action from Bloomer here on WOGO Sports. Lydia Prince, first pitch.
Good job.
Swung
nice
on
job.
Right away and drops right in front of second base. Long left-handed throw, Keegan. Safe. Running it out is Keegan Winger, and she is aboard. 2 for 2 on the day. Keegan, it's a leadoff single for McDonald.
We definitely have a fast-paced game going
indeed
on today. You know, there's not a lot of sitting back. It's definitely a fast pace, which is great.
I believe that was Pahulu, the junior, who gunned it over to first but couldn't quite beat out the speed of Keegan Winger. Ball one issued here to Riley Christensen.
You catch trying to push her back and Keegan back there, but she's got a lot of speed. So
Keegan scored the only run of the game so far for McDonald. She's
nice
at
shot.
First.
Oh.
Right toward the shortstop and loose at short. Yeah. As it gets away from Bahulu there, and runners advance to first and second.
No, Keegan's out at second.
Missed that. All right, yeah. So.
No, that was tough because then she tossed it over there. And that's as a base runner, that's hard because you figure it's like she's going to catch that. So you go halfway to make sure you don't get tagged out going back. But that was a tough call.
So Riley Christensen is at first. Keegan out at second.
Come on, Riley.
Riley dives head first into second for the steal to get into scoring position. It does not take her long to run.
No, she's got those long legs, too. That kind of helps her strides.
Seems like she and Kendall Heffler kind of have the green light all the time.
Yep. And, of course, it's the front dive.
Indeed, yeah.
It's like...
the more traditional slide is a work
feet
in progress,
first,
maybe.
But, you know, but.
Kelsey Bremnes at the plate. Ooh. She'll swat one along the third baseline foul.
Tried to pull that, but yeah, it's no fun. You know, I think Kelsey and, you know, Riley both, Kendall and Riley both think that, oh, it's not fun doing feet first. We got to go, you know, head first.
Lydia Prince, the junior. The kick and the pitch to Bremnes.
Nice, Bremnes
swats one again along the third baseline, and it hooks foul.
Hooked just a little too early on that
if
one.
If that one will drop in... For Kelsey.
Yeah, that's bringing, if she hooks it in like that, that's bringing Riley around.
But right now, 0-2 the count. Pitcher against pitcher, Kelsey Bremnes against Lydia Prince. Inside and got her. Nicked her, and so heading toward first is Kelsey Bremnes. One out, two on for McDonald. Brings up Claire Ruff, the sophomore. Reached on a walk back in the first. And batting 458 coming into the game, and we'll have a courtesy runner.
Chloe's coming in.
Chloe Flanagan, the junior. And speaking of players who can run, you know, Chloe's got some great speed there at first as well.
Yeah, she does.
Well, for taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's just one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or for your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. Again, taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, remember, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Claire Ruff with runners at first and second takes one inside. Riley caught in a rundown between second and third, and the throw
nice
is
job.
Overthrown
Come
at the
on,
second
there you go.
Base,
the
and Riley
Let's go.
Is headed in.
Nice job, Riley.
And she will score the second run of the game. Runners advance to third as well.
Well, and it's awesome having video because that situation right there was a little, you know, hairy because Chloe, she ran, you know. Seeing Riley run, she was going, and
what does Riley do?
And exactly, you know, when it was came back, and she was turning, going to go back. So that was a situation where it's like, hey, it worked out.
And kind of rundown, but that overthrow, instead of picking her off, brings in a run for McDonald. And Claire's still at the plate. We'll update here.
With that throwback, sometimes, you know, that's a nervous, too. Those throws, you don't get accurate on those, and that's focusing on your defense.
Riseball misses 3-0. And again, for a pitcher who's still relatively young at the position in Lydia Prince, you need that defense behind you, just like Kelsey Bremnes got.
Yep.
2-0 McDonald. 3-0
nice
pitch,
job.
Grounded right past
a
diving shortstop.
Nice.
That's going to bring one in for the Lady Macs. And Claire Ruff, an RBI single to make it 3-0.
It was just a solid hit up the middle.
Chloe Flanagan in to score the third run of the game. Brings up Lizzie Liebrandt, the sophomore. Number 9.
You know, Lizzie has taken a real leadership role on this team this year, too.
Strike one.
In that catching position, you know, she's done a great job in being a leader out there on that field.
And it's hard to be the everyday catcher and still be able to hit solidly, too. I mean, that
Absolutely.
Takes a toll. Riseball misses.
It does. That catching position definitely wears on your body, just like the pitching position.
1-1 the count on Lizzie Liebrandt. Runner at first. One hop to the catcher for ball two. We still have just one away and two in so far here for McDonald in the third. They lead on the road at Bloomer 3-0. Lydia Prince, the junior, against Lizzie Liebrandt, the sophomore. Lizzie gets a big piece of
Come on.
Headed out towards center
no.
and caught right back at the wall.
So close.
Goodness gracious. Brilliant catch out there by Aubrey Tarnowski.
That was a great catch. That's one of those darn, you know, I mean, you think it's going to go, and Lizzie, you could just see it in her face. She was like.
I mean, that was a very definition of a loud out.
Yep.
So Claire remains at first with
Kiara.
Two away and Kiara at the plate. Kiara Lyon and Kugel, the junior, takes strike one. Kiara again comes into the game batting 333. Last inning. A ground out to third.
Kiara, I believe, is a senior.
Popped up back toward us and out of play. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say she was a junior?
Yep.
Kiara, yeah, is a senior.
We'd love to keep her around another
year. I wish we could.
Yeah, I was going to say we'd love that, but.
0-2 the count.
Nice
line
hit.
And Kugel hits it
there
down
you
the
go.
Third
Fair
baseline,
ball.
And it'll
nice.
Drop.
Come on, Claire.
Ruff. Rounding third, and she will head for home. The throw is not going to be in time. Lyon and Kugel,
great
an
job.
RBI double for the McDonald senior, and it's 4-0 the Lady Macs.
Solid hit down that third baseline by Kiara there.
Nicely done, Kiara. Lyon and Kugel, first extra base hit for McDonald. 4-0 the Lady Macs.
Aaliyah is up.
Aaliyah Bovey, sophomore second baseman, swings at the first pitch, fouls it back. Strike one. Jogging over to grab it, Avery Sieg, the junior. Aaliyah singled her first time up, which was last inning in the second. The pitch, rise ball misses, 1-1. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Prince the pitch to Bovey. Hit solidly.
Oh,
a diving
nice catch.
Beautiful
nice catch
out catch. There by Anna Poyer, the senior nephew, or excuse me, the niece of Coach Poyer. And well done there to end the inning. But McDonald. Get some damage done. 3 across as we head to the bottom of the third. Our score now, the McDonald Lady Macs 4, the Bloomer Blackhawks nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald's softball on WOGO. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today. Serving all of Western Wisconsin, White City Glass. Looking to slap it, Anna Poyer, the senior who just made that brilliant play at second to end the inning for McDonald. And she'll take a first pitch miss for ball one. Poyer, the second baseman, number one, batting from the left, choking up on that bat a little bit, looks to slap it. She will ground it right towards short. The throw from Claire to Kiara in time, out one.
I think the important...
There we go.
The importance here, I had my mic up. I was picking on Lizzie there. I said just a little bit more juice on that hit. The importance of maintaining, you know, our defense now, just because we've got a couple runs there, just keeping up with the defense. And that was a great example of doing that.
Popped
by Claire. By Claire to Kiara there on that first play.
Well, I was just about to say, we call things like that a routine play. Mm-hmm. But, again, they make it look easier than it is.
Oh,
and especially when conditions are a little different here. Wet, softer sand, it just plays a little bit different.
Yeah, because you don't know how that ball's going to bounce and everything.
Swing and a miss.
Nice pitch, Kelsey.
Strike two.
Yeah, when the sand is soft like this, sometimes the ball can take a weird, wonky bounce, and so you never know. So great job.
0-2.
With Claire on there.
Remnus the pitch, fouled straight back. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I don't even want to jinx us, but, you know, there's a little brightness out here now.
There, something out in the skies is peeking our way.
Yeah. We'll take it.
1-2 the count now. Remnus the pitch.
Nice.
Popped up toward Riley.
Good
and
job,
again,
Riley.
She'll just jog forward a few paces and make the out.
Yeah, she adjusted that a little bit. She didn't know if it was going back further, and so she adjusted and made it look easy out there.
Pahulu is retired. On the fly out to center. So two away brings up Aubrey Turnowski, who's played well out in center. The junior number six. Remnus the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. And Quality Propane and Fuels, you can call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Remnus the sophomore, 0-1 pitch. Missed a little bit low, 1-1.
She's been doing a great job. Obviously, the girls are that are up to bat are watching because they're swinging at some higher pitches, but Kelsey's been doing a great job bringing consistent pitches there.
1-1 missed inside. 1-2. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. That's White City Glass. Kelsey Bremnis, the 2-1 pitch.
Ooh.
And missed just a little bit low. Thought maybe she was going to get that call. 3-1 now. Hitters count for Tarnowski, who singled her first time up. 3-1. The pitch,
nice
swinging
change.
Strike two.
Nice job.
Nice job changing speeds by Kelsey Bremnis. Facing Aubrey Tarnowski, talented junior center fielder. Bremnis turning the ball over in that right hand. The payoff pitch popped up foul along the first baseline. Out of play.
Great job keeping it in play.
Again at 3-2. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more at Bargain City. 3-2 pitch, rise ball. Misses high and outside. First base runner of the inning. as Tarnowski reaches for the second time today, this time on a walk. Brings up Avery Sieg, who also singled her first time up, the junior catcher number 23, batting from the left.
Yeah, they just need their back a little bit on the left side.
Two away, hard shot, gets by Kiara Leinenkugel, and into the outfield.
Come on,
Sieg rounding first, heading towards second. Runner will hold at second and third.
Bringing it in. Good job, Olivia, getting that in.
Nice piece of hitting there by Avery Sieg.
Oh, yeah.
As she will head
right
towards
over
second on the double.
Right down that line. She did a great job.
Now still two away here. Addison Pekka popped out to Lizzie Liebrand her first time up.
Yeah, we had a courtesy runner come in, number 32.
And that's Casey Schmidt. So Schmidt at second now.
Number 32, courtesy runner again for the catcher, 32.
The catcher, Avery Sieg. So Addison Pekka, third baseman, senior, number 11. At the plate facing Kelsey Bremnes. Again, Bargain City Superstore has name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire. Bargain City Superstore. We appreciate their support of McDonald Athletics.
Nice
swinging
catch.
Strike one on the first offering to Addison Pekka.
Nice solid pitch.
Runners at second and third with two away. 4-0 McDonald lead. Changing speeds and inducing another swinging strike. Kelsey Bremnes.
Yeah, Kelsey does such a great job at that. You know, the first pitch coming in and then, or wherever the order is, and then coming back with that changeup does a great job.
The kick and the pitch. The 0-2 nice. Popped foul along the first baseline and out of play. Two away, two on, runners at second and third. So two in scoring position. A base hit could potentially cut this lead for McDonald in half. Kelsey Bremnes trying to strand two base runners for the second time today. Pekka at the plate, the third baseman. The pitch fouled up. And Lizzie Liebrandt not able to catch up with this one as it came down to the ground pretty quickly. Do it again at 0-2 with two away and runners occupying second and third base. We are in the bottom of the third at Bloomer on WOGO Sports. 0-2 pitch, changing speeds, popped
there,
up and
nice.
Reaching over to make the catch. Claire Ruff casually as we head to the 4-2 base runners stranded for Bloomer once again. Our score remains McDonald 4, Bloomer nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Dribble along
Avery.
The third baseline. Avery Bovey not able to run that one out. Retired for the first out of the inning, facing Lydia Prince for the second time.
Yeah, she did. You know, the ball seems to be hitting really kind of weird, so I don't know if it's how it's hitting off the bat. Kind of a couple of them, last one for Bloomer as well, too. But
McDonald was able to get three across last time up and brings up the top of their order. Kendall Heffler takes the first pitch strike. Kendall's popped out to third, then a fly out to center in the first and second innings, respectively, facing Prince for the third time. Sometimes the fireworks come out the third time you see a pitcher. But she takes strike two. Prince in for the battle as well.
If you know Kendall at all, you know that she's just itching now for a hit. So
Heffler, the 0-2.
There you go.
She will ground it towards short. Oh. Long throw. Nice. No chance. No chance to get Kendall Heffler. She beats that one out, and she is aboard for the first time today. Brings up Keegan Winger, the junior. Keegan, a pair of singles in her first two plate appearances.
Kendall just wants to get on the bags because she loves running and stuff, so I think she does a great job in putting herself in that position.
First offering to Keegan Winger. Catcher comes out of her stand. Sieg looking toward Willie at first and just trying to get Kendall to head back to the bag. And Kendall says, I'll oblige temporarily, and then
right
I'm going to dance right back off it.
I'll listen to you right now.
0-1 pitch, grounder along the third base line. Long throw to first, overshoots the first baseman, Kendall Heffler, headed toward third, and she is going to hold there. She'll take a wide turn, but they are safe at the corners with one away for McDonald.
Well, her on that one, trying to make that throw when she was on the ground, that was a pretty decent throw, making it from the ground.
It really was. I think we scored as another infield single for Keegan Winger, which would make her 3-for-3 on the day.
Yeah, it was a great job.
That'll help that 417 average go even
sure
higher.
Sure will.
And now Riley Christensen reached on a fielder's choice in the first, reached on an error in the third, stole a base, throw to second, and Keegan Winger not able to get there in time, but apt base running by McDonald.
Brings in Kendall.
Kendall makes it 5-0. So two away. Keegan Winger thrown out at second, but Kendall takes the bag at home.
What do you call a sacrifice slide?
I guess. So Riley now looking to swing away, and she'll take one inside. Ball one.
Come on, Riley.
1-1 counts on Riley Christensen, the McDonald sophomore. Pitch low and in the dirt. Ball two. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, only one name you need to know. That's Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. That's Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Riley swinging a miss. 2-2.
She's frustrated on herself with that one. But
I was going to say, you do not see Riley swing and miss often.
No. Still a little hop after that miss, you know.
2-2 pitch,
a
grounder
right
over the vacant bag at second, and Riley in for a leadoff single for McDonald.
Yeah, you definitely don't see her miss like that very often, so.
So two away, but Riley, her first hit of the game after reaching on that fielder's choice and on the air, brings up Kelsey Bremnes. Ground out to third, her first time up, then hit by a pitch in the third inning. Facing Prince for the third time. Riley takes off the throw to second, and Riley just hops over the shortstop. And, oh, they're going to say she's tagged out. I'll correct myself. I thought she was safe, but that'll end the inning for McDonald. We'll have to check replay later on.
Definitely.
We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Our score, McDonald 5, Bloomer nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back to McDonald Softball, WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you on the radio and the WOGO live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Sam Averly, our on-site video producer and camera operator. Elliot Spies, audio producer of the WOGO studios in Halley. It's 5-0 McDonald. First pitch whistles in there, ball one. Missed a little bit low. Kelsey Bremnes facing Cameron Yiki for the second time today. The DP, number 15, batting from the left. Slap hitter. Grounded out to Bovey at second, her first time up. Fouled back. Strike one. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, upper left-hand corner of our WOGO Sports Live video stream. Catch all the in-game, in-dugout reactions today. Remember, it's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, on-site dining, on-site caribou coffee. Book your family's incredible adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Ball two issued by Kelsey Bremnes. 2-1 the count.
Yeah, this one, the strike zone shifts a little bit with her height, but she likes those high balls.
Two balls, two strikes.
Yep.
Kelsey Bremnes checks that wristband on the left forearm. The 2-2 pitch. Just missed. Works the count full.
Oh, he did call
her. Oh, there we go. All right. I was going to say, it didn't look like a miss.
There I know. I was like, oh.
A little bit of a delayed strikeout.
Yeah.
So that's the first punch out of the game.
Yeah. Great job, Kelsey.
For Kelsey Bremnes. Retired Zeke and Bull comes up. She popped out to third, and Keegan Winger her last time up. First pitch, foul back. Got a little piece of that one. But the gas brought that time by Kelsey Bremnes. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000, 720-4000, Heath Slocum and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Out to Olivia Wolf in right, and Wolf not able to make the grab. I don't know if she lost it a little bit.
I think she lost it, yep.
Again, the sun comes out at just the wrong time here,
exactly.
I guess. And so Bowl is aboard.
Yep, I think she just lost that a little bit. Courtesy runner coming in, number 27.
And 27 is Kennedy Prill. Prill, the sophomore, in to run for Aubrey Bowl. So base runner aboard and one away for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Here in the fourth, they trail McDonald 5-0. McDonald has scored one in the first, none in the second, but three in the third, and then one in the fourth. Brooklyn Willie, the sophomore first baseman, at the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Yeah, when we get to this point, you know, and there's, it feels like there's slowing of the game, just defense just needs to stay focused and do what they need to do to pull through.
Fouled back, strike two. Quickly ahead in the count here. Kelsey Bremnes strides back into the circle. One away, one on. That's Kennedy Prill, the sophomore, at first base for Bloomer. 0-2 pitch. Swinging,
nice.
Strike
Come
three.
On.
Snap throw to
there
second to get the runner.
Yes.
Count them off. There you go.
Nice.
Ending the inning for McDonald. The strikeout. Then Lizzie Liebrandt guns it to second for the second out. We head to the fifth. Our score remaining, McDonald 5, Bloomer nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Come McDonald Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. Royal Credit Union, see all they have to offer at rcu.org. Kelsey Bremnes swings at the first pitch, and a throw in time from the third baseman, Addison Pekka, to retire Bremnes for out one of the inning.
Yeah, that was definitely a solid hit. It just happened to go right to her, so she was able to get that over there. But
and solid contact from Kelsey, but just trying to hit it where they ain't, right?
Yep.
One away. Brings up Claire Ruff. Ruff takes the first pitch strike from Lydia Prince. And I've been impressed with Prince again. Poyer say that she hasn't pitched very often, just a couple years, and coming in kind of pressed into service here. And when their planned pitcher, another grounder to third, throw to first, dropped at first, and Claire Ruff is aboard on the error.
Another example of why you just always run through, because you never know. But what you were saying, absolutely. I mean, I think she's done a great job.
I mean, wasn't coming in to this season expecting to pitch.
No.
And, again, you lose your pitcher at the end of basketball season, and so Prince has come in and battled her way through this season. I think she's getting better and better. Snap throw to first just to keep Claire Ruff honest over there.
Yeah, she's definitely, you know, staying consistent and doing a great job and finding her zone, and kudos to her.
1-0 the count on Lizzie Liebrandt, the sophomore. Rise ball misses high. Liebrandt on the day, a pop out to the shortstop, and then a very loud out to center field. 2-0 pitch, laying off is Lizzie. 3-0. Claire Ruff at first, one away for McDonald. They lead 5-0 here on the road at Bloomer. Western Cloverbelt Conference softball. McDonald hoping for a season sweep of the Blackhawks. The pitch, throw wide and taking her base, Lizzie Liebrandt's four-pitch walk. That will advance Claire Ruff to second.
And if I don't know if you could see it, but Claire just did like this nonchalant like step back because she knew it was a ball four and it was a walk. And it was just kind of like this nonchalant, like, yep, I see ya.
So, runners at first and seconds for Kiara Leinenkugel. Kiara ripped a double, an RBI double, her last time up. First time up, she grounded out to the third baseman. Pretty busy at the hot corner over there so far for Addison Pekka.
Do we have a runner in, or is that Lizzie?
Looks like it's still Lizzie over
there.
I think
it is.
And Kiara Leinenkugel at the plate with one away and two aboard. A kick in the pitch. Missed
nope,
low.
No, we did. Bryn came in.
Okay.
Bryn Wiedemeyer.
Bryn Wiedemeyer,
like, going,
freshman, I believe.
I saw Rick talking to the ump. I'm like going, yep.
All right. Fouled off. So Wiedemeyer, the freshman at first. Place of Lizzie Liebrandt, the catcher.
Yep.
5-0 McDonald. We're in the top of the fifth. 1-1 count for Kiara Leinenkugel. Takes one right at the knees for strike two. It's a good pitch there for Prince.
Yeah, good pitch, but Kiara's a solid hitter. She just was waiting on that one.
1-2 the count. Leinenkugel rips it right past the third baseman, and that's out into the outfield. Claire Ruff diving toward the plate, sliding in for the score. It's 6-0 McDonald, and another RBI for Kiara Leinenkugel.
Very smart base running there. Brynn is at third base. Nice job.
It's a couple doubles in a row for Kiara Leinenkugel, a couple RBI doubles in a row.
Definitely. She's a very consistent, you know, batter, and so she did a great job there.
6-0 the Lady Max. First pitch strike.
She's been real solid at bringing in a strike that first pitch.
Aaliyah Bobie's at the plate, the sophomore. Singled her first time up, lined out to second on a hard hit ball, her second plate appearance. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Still just one away. And runners at second and third for McDonald's. A two in scoring position here for Aaliyah Bovey. McDonald's sophomore. 1-1 pitch. Dribbler right past the pitcher. Throw to first in time for the out, but a run comes in. So the RBI for Aaliyah, and runner at third with two away. And McDonald will exchange that for a 7-0 lead.
Avery Bovey is up next.
6-3 on the put out there. Fouled off for Avery. 7-0 McDonald. Two away here in the top of the fifth. That was Wiedemeyer who came in to score, I should mention.
Yep. Kiara's on third base yet.
Ooh. Catching the outside edge for a strike is Prince. Down the count, 0-2, Avery Bovey. And as you mentioned, Kiara Leinenkugel has advanced to third after her RBI double. 0-2 pitch,
oh, nice.
Fouled
oh,
along
tried to
the
pull that one. Oh.
Third base line for Avery Bovey. We'll do it again at 0-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank with Leinenkugel at third. 0-2 count, low and in the dirt for Bovey, ball one. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier, has been since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane and Fuels. One ball, two strikes on Bovey. Lays off 2-2. Quality yeah, Propane, go ahead.
Nope, she's just trying to hit that outside corner there. Like she's got a strike called a couple times, so.
Two balls, two strikes on Avery Bovey, but two away.
Nice, Avery.
A grounder towards
keep going.
Short.
Come on.
Long throw to first in time to end the inning. But McDonald gets a couple more across. We head to the bottom of the fifth with our score. The Lady Max 7, the Blackhawks 0. It's McDonald on the road at Bloomer on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Bottom of the fifth here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Riley Christensen has moved from center into pitch. The McDonald sophomore.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to, oh, I think that Jasmine Gerber is out at right. Olivia went to center with
so
that
Olivia Wolf
up
in center, and Riley, first pitch swinging strike one. So Olivia Wolf in center, the McDonald senior. Pop
oh,
deep
on
to left. Oh. Long run for Kendall Heffler, oh, and that's going to hit the wall. Cruising into second for a double. Is Kate Pahulu.
I bring that back. Jasmine's not. 25, Lauren Buescher is out at right.
Lauren Buescher in right. And Pahulu, the leadoff double.
Nice solid hit there.
Brings up Anna Poyer, the senior. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Sometimes catching those numbers from here, I don't know if it's age or what it is, that you can't necessarily see it the best.
Swinging strike two on Anna Poyer, the senior. She has one plate appearance, a ground out back in the third. We're in the fifth now. McDonald leading 7-0. Check swing. And they're calling for Poyer to run to first. Now calling her back again.
Being the drop ball there.
A little bit of a delayed there, but that was the first strikeout of the game for Riley Christensen. And we'll see, but I kind of think some pitchers get rattled when they give up a leadoff hit after just coming into the game. I think Riley just gets a little bit more intense.
I think so. I think she's definitely...
It's kind of like Brett Favre, where he kind of needed to get hit, and then he would dribbler foul for strike one.
And Riley's approach with pitching is definitely a faster pitch.
Yeah.
You know, than Kelsey's, per se. So it's just, Riley does a great job. She's definitely a high-energy pitcher.
That is very true. High energy in a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Rise ball misses high.
Which isn't bad in any way.
Not at all.
Love to see that.
2-1 the count. Christensen, the pitch.
Come on.
Smack toward Kendall Hoeffler, and she will make the grab. Throw to Lizzie Liebrandt. She will not be able to get back in time, and one run is in for Bloomer.
It was still a great throw from Kendall out there and on left.
So first run of the game for the Blackhawks makes it 7-1 as Pahulu. A well-earned run after that leadoff double. And it's actually Pahulu bringing in Pahulu. Ball one on Aubrey Ternowski. Number six, the center fielder. She singled in the first, a walk in the third.
And has had a couple great grabs.
Rise ball misses high. 2-0 is the count. Ternowski bats from the right.
There you
takes
go, Riley.
A strike. 1-2 the count. Bases are empty for Bloomer. They have one in here trying to start a rally in the bottom of the fifth. Slow grounder to Keegan Winger. Winger the throw to first in time. And
Keegan does such a great job of just, you know, on the move throwing that ball. Does a wonderful job there.
Bloomer gets one across, but as we head toward the sixth, it is now McDonald 7, Bloomer 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
McDonald softball here on WOGO Sports. Kendall Hoeffler, her fourth plate appearance to lead off for the Lady Max. She'll take a one hopper for ball one. Update from Rice Lake. Chi High softball leading 5-2. Gotta get a game changer for that. Kendall Hoeffler takes a rise ball high. And the count 2-0. She popped out her first couple times in the first and second, then singled and scored a run in the fourth. Prince has gone the distance so far for Bloomer. Misses again 3-0. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. Kendall Hoeffler works a four-pitch walk. And the leadoff batter aboard. That puts some dangerous speed on the base paths for Coach Rick Ruff and McDonald.
Yeah, it does. She doesn't have too many walked batters there. So.
And again, that's what Coach Poyer had mentioned was kind of the bugaboo for Prince earlier on. And she's done a good job with it. Rise ball high. So five straight have missed for Poyer. And part of it could just be trying to keep the ball away from Keegan Winger.
Yeah.
Keegan is 3 for 3 on the day. With the runner at first. Prince the pitch. Bunt laid down along the first baseline. Keegan trying to leg it out. Instead, the sacrifice will move Kendall Heffler to second. Throw away at second, and Kendall is heading toward third. And she's coming in to score.
Good job,
Kendall Heffler will score her second run of the day to make it 8-1 McDonald. Base pads clear, but the sacrifice works in a big way for the Lady Mags.
Definitely. You know, and that's one, I think we've talked about it already today, that's one you don't want to mess around with, is Kendall with her running. It's, you make an error, she's gonna take advantage of it.
So the walk turns into a run for McDonald.
Nice. Oh, come on, Riley.
Riley Christensen sends one right at the track and the wall. It's pulled in. Once again, Tarnowski doing some nice work out there in center.
We're itching for one.
That's the second out of the inning. Eight to one McDonald, 2 away. First pitch low and in the dirt, ball one to Kelsey Bremnes. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every single day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, and clothing, and so much more at Bargain City Superstore. Inside, ball two on Kelsey Bremnes. Bases are clear for McDonald. One run in here in the top of the sixth. They lead 8-1 on the road at Bloomer. Prince the junior, the pitch, found the mark that time. Strike one. Bremnes looking for her first hit today. She's reached back in the third when she was hit by a pitch. Ground ball to third each time. She'll swat it toward third again, but it hooks foul.
Yeah, she's such a solid hitter. I mean, when she makes connection with that ball, it's just... that one, you can just hear it.
Two balls, two strikes, two away. Prince, the junior pitcher, issues a ball low and in the dirt. For Kelsey Bremnes. Count has worked full. Name brands at a fraction of retail price at Bargain City Superstore next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, and coming soon to Eau Claire. Payoff pitch, inside, ball four, and Bremnes works a walk.
Bringing up Claire Ruff.
Two out hitting Coach Ruff. Really every coach talks about the importance of that. And now an opportunity for McDonald and Claire Ruff with a runner aboard. Her team leading 8-1 and two away.
Seen a lot of games affected by two out.
Claire Ruff swings at the first pitch and it's headed toward the gap and caught. Beautiful play out there by the left fielder. Credit where credit is due. Kate Bahulu, talented freshman, makes a running grab to end the inning for McDonald. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Lady Macs get one across. It's 8-1. The Lady Macs over the Blackhawks. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Well, it's turned into a pretty pleasant afternoon here in Bloomer. 8-1, McDonald with the lead right now in the bottom of the sixth. Bloomer up to bat. Wind's not too bad.
Not too bad.
No precipitation right now. Every once in a while we get a glimmer of sunshine. Can't complain. Got a great softball game in front of us. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you. You're on the road at Bloomer for WOGO Sports. Riley, ball one. Riley Christensen came in relief of Kelsey Bremnes. Of course, a big game for McDonald that we'll have for you right here on WOGO tomorrow evening at 4:40. Lady Max, second shot at the Fall Creek Crickets, fouled back for strike one.
Yeah, as we were talking about, you know, Riley is definitely a different pitcher than, you know, Kelsey, but they're both just, we're very lucky to have the pitchers, you know, with them because they're
ground ball
talent.
Right back toward Riley. She'll bobble for a moment. Throw to first. Overthrow. And safe at first, maybe regardless, is Avery Sieg. And Sieg has reached base all three times. So Sieg, 3-for-3 on the day. The junior brings up Addison Pekka, who's still looking for her first hit.
And courtesy runner in 32 for...
That's Casey Schmidt. He's back on the base paths for the catcher, Sieg. Bloomer blanked the first four innings, got one across in the fifth. We are now in the sixth, McDonald leading 8-1. McDonald 5-3 on the season, Bloomer 7-6. Swinging strike one for Addison Pekka.
Yep, just need to maintain their focus on their defense and do what they need to do to get us through this game. They're doing a great job. You know, Rick had said that was one of the focus, and I think they've done a wonderful job. Nice,
liner
Riley.
Right back to Riley. Nice. She'll throw to second. It pops up in the air. Claire Ruff grabs it after it caromed off a
great
cleat, I think, but yeah, still one away. That was just a hot shot right back to Riley, and she snagged it with ease.
Yeah, the runner's kind of trying to clear out the sand.
So Pekka retired. Grounder toward first. Carolina Kugel will step on the bag for out two. For Bloomer, runner advances to third, but now two away just like that.
Yeah, they're doing a great job in making sure and maintaining what they need to do.
Ball one to Aubrey Bull, the junior right fielder. Runner at third. Riley the pitch. Swinging strike tipped back, but 1-1 is the count with two away. Riley trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Popped over along the third baseline and foul for strike two.
That's one of those, when it was hit there, it's tough for anybody to get to because it's not in a real ideal spot to go and try and catch.
Aubrey Bull, the junior, reached her last time up on an error that was back in the fourth. Riley the pitch and a hard shot right into the gap. That's going to score a run for Bloomer. It's 8-2, and Bull an RBI single. Good piece of hitting by Aubrey Bull, the junior.
Yeah, she just hit the hole on that one. It was a between third and shortstop.
Brings up Brooklyn Willie. Fly out to center. Her first time up in the second, struck out back in the fourth.
Courtesy runner number 27.
That's Kennedy Prill. And so Prill out there to run it first here in the sixth. McDonald leads by 6 runs, 8-2. At the plate, I believe we have a new batter at the plate as well, too, and that's going to be... No, Brooklyn Willie is still out there. Excuse me. So Willie, the sophomore, number 29. Fellow sophomore Kennedy Prill now on the base paths for Coach Poyer.
Some discussion. I don't know what's going on.
Waiting for an explanation here.
Yeah.
So Kennedy Prill in for Aubrey Bull, which is kind of what we thought.
Yeah, really sure. Not real sure what that what's going on.
But we're straight now.
Yeah. We're good and ready to go.
And now Willie at the plate batting from the right side, choking up. With a runner at first and two away. First pitch misses inside, gets away from Lizzie Liebrandt, and no throw to second. So advancing on the wild pitch will be Kennedy Prill. Again, two away here for Riley. 1-0 pitch, grounder, chopper right back to Riley. She'll glove, she'll throw to first, and it gets Riley. Away. The throw off the mark, and another run will come in for Bloomer to make it 8-3.
Yeah,
that throw just sailed a little bit.
Yep. Slow down, make your throws the way they need to.
So Brooklyn Willie advances 2 seconds, and Prill came in to score. Riley fires one in, ball one. 8-3. Bloomer down 5-2 McDonald. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Riley the pitch. Line foul. One ball, one strike. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 5-run lead in this conference game for McDonald. The pitch, a grounder toward third. Keegan Ware gloves, throws
nice,
to first in time. Well done. And McDonald gets out of the inning, but not before Bloomer puts two across. We head now to the seventh. Our new score, McDonald 8, Bloomer 3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lady Mac softball on WOGO Sports. We'll have Lady Mac softball on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon as well here on WOGO, as we'll follow the Lady Macs back to Casper to take on Fall Creek tomorrow night. And then they'll play two against Prescott and Hudson from the Prescott Invitational on Saturday starting at just before noon here on WOGO Sports. 8-3 ball game. Bloomer trying to mount a rally here. We're in the top of the seventh. Ball one issue to Lizzie Liebrandt. She's looking for her first hit today. Reached her last time up on a walk. Ball two from Prince, who's gone the distance for Coach Poyer.
Yeah, she really has. She's done a great job. And Poyer has, and so she's a solid showing.
3-0 for Lizzie Liebrandt. Lizzie again popped out to short, fly out all the way back to the fence. In the second, four-pitch walk, and Liebrandt is aboard here to start the seventh. Is McDonald looking for a little bit more insurance? Caroline and Kugel. It's a couple RBI doubles in a row.
Bryn is in for to courtesy run.
So Bryn Wiedemeyer in for Lizzie. Bryn, the freshman, scored a run back in the fifth.
There's definitely some talent in that freshman group too, so I think that, you know, it's a great job them getting in and getting some experience on varsity here.
Caroline and Kugel swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. She'll stand out of the box. No one out, one runner aboard. That's Bryn Wiedemeyer after Lizzie Liebrandt worked the walk here in the seventh. Showing bunt, snap throw to first, and out at first. Wiedemeyer couldn't get back in time. So the base path is now clear. And one away for McDonald.
Come on, Kiara.
Carolina Cougar will stand back in. One ball, one strike, the count. The McDonald senior looking to rip one here. Takes a rise ball for ball two.
You know, and I think with Bryn, too, it's the heads-up base running, and I think she just took a little bit too big of a lead on that and couldn't get back in time.
Prince the pitch, swinging strike two from Leinenkugel.
Oh, she wanted that one.
She wanted to rip that one.
She wanted that one.
Two balls, two strikes. Prince whistles one inside. Ooh. Count has worked full. That's a tough one to lay off. I feel like we say that a lot. But.
I think so, yeah. I was like, ooh, that was close.
Payoff pitch, 3-2 count.
There
rise
you go.
Rise ball, another walk worked by McDonald. And a base runner aboard with Leinenkugel at first. So a couple straight walks earned by the Lady Max and brings up Aaliyah Bovey.
And I think Chloe Flanagan.
Or Chloe Flanagan.
Chloe's going base running, courtesy runner.
Okay.
For Kiara.
So Chloe in to run at first. And Aaliyah Bovey, who singled back in the second, line out in the third, and a ground out that scored a run in the fifth. Now the plate again for Coach Rick Ruff. One away, runner at first. Rise ball, ball one.
If you watch Aaliyah up to bat, she does such a great job with when she knows it's a ball coming in and watching that ball go right to the catcher's glove. She does a really good job.
Ball two, snap throw to first, and Chloe Flanagan back in time.
Oh.
Or is Chloe... Oh, they're checking on Chloe out there now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's arm or shoulder or what.
So we'll take a quick break here as they're checking on Chloe Flanagan out at first base. We'll be back in half a minute here on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Well, Chloe Flanagan back on her feet. And she'll walk along the first baseline a bit here. Again, diving back toward the bag. And
yeah, I'm not sure if it was like the shoulder or the arm or what was on that, but I think it was one of those where she went back real quick and held the first baseman step two. So I think she's good. She's staying out there and running.
So she's safe, staying out there and running.
Yeah,
and
it's good.
Again... I think I'm just getting flashbacks
I know exactly what you're talking about. When she
glad
heard herself,
you're all right, Chloe.
Yep, we are definitely glad you're all right.
All right, so 2-0 counts right now on Aaliyah Bovey. Chloe Flanagan's aboard at first. One away, McDonald leading 8-3 here in the top of the seventh at Bloomer. If you have a small chip in your windshield, don't let it turn into a big crack and a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. That's White City Glass.
Yeah, we got Dr. Steps coming in to just
make sure everything's
okay.
All right.
Yep.
Give us a chance to thank our camera operator, Sam Aberly, here on site,
woo-hoo,
standing on a ladder. He's giving us a little fist pump over there along the third baseline. So, yeah. I mean, if you think standing on your feet all day, if you've ever worked retail, been a cashier, but try standing on a ladder for an entire softball game.
Well, and you got to be heads up, like, all the time, because there is the potential of a ball coming that way. So.
There certainly is.
Oh, I shouldn't jinx it? I'm sorry. I really am sorry.
Also, a big shout-out to Elliot Spies, keeping us on the air on WOGO Radio, our audio producer. Appreciate all of our board operators. camera operators making things happen on site and back of the home base.
Chloe's
here for
got
WIGO Sports.
The clear to go. So from Dr. Stepp. So thank you to Nate Stepp coming in over here.
We're ready to rock and roll here in Bloomer. From Bloomer Elementary, beautiful baseball and softball complex they have here in Bloomer. And thank you to Athletic Director Jason Steinmetz and Coach Keith Poyer. Strike one issued of this at-bat. Again, appreciate our hosts. Always very welcoming all throughout the Western Clover Belt and the Big Rivers. Got some wonderful schools and great athletic directors.
Absolutely.
Care about the community, care about the kids. Ball three. Patient at bat here for Aaliyah Bovee. Again, Chloe Flanagan is at first. One out. 3-1 hitters count here for the McDonald sophomore. She'll dribble one foul along the third baseline to work the count full against Lydia Prince. Eight-3 ball game. Top of the seventh. One away. Aaliyah Bovee awaits the payoff pitch.
There
it misses.
Go.
Third straight walk for McDonald batters. And runners now at first and second.
So Lauren Buescher's coming in. Is up to bat.
And Lauren, number 25, the junior, will bat in that nine slot. Her first plate appearance.
Oh, there you go.
Pitch gets away, and runners advance to second and third.
Yeah, she showed that bunt, and pitch kind of went off, which was a great job advancing them. Oh, that wind can stay away.
Indeed. Right after we said it wasn't around. Talked about a pleasant afternoon, and, well, we've got an infield conference in the circle. A reminder that for taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, always here to help. That's Chippewa Valley Financial Services. And Lydia Prince in the circle. Coach Poyer, the junior.
Just giving up that little bit of a pep talk, I think, and pulling it out here. She's done a great job this game.
She really has.
She really has. Justin.
Pitch to Buescher. And in there for a strike to even the count at 1-1. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Now Buescher showing bunt. Nicked it just a bit. And that's strike two. Runners at second and third for McDonald. One away. Threatening here.
Come
8-3. They lead by 5. Lauren Buescher looking for a big hit here. Low and in the dirt.
Good to be patient.
Evens it at 2-2. Two-two pitch. Slap towards short. Glove there. Throw to first in time, but a run will come in for McDonald.
Great job,
they lead
at bat,
9-3,
Lauren.
And then a very patient job by McDonald base running to advance to third.
She did a great job at that bat, bringing the runner in.
So Lauren Buescher makes it 9-3, McDonald. With the sacrifice. Kendall Heffler, her fifth plate appearance, looking for a rip here. She fouls the first one back. Takes one inside. 1-1 the count for Kendall Heffler. Right-handed batting McDonald Sr. Runner at third. One hopped in the dirt.
Good job.
2-1 the
catch,
count.
Stopping that ball.
So Aaliyah Bovee is over at third. As Chloe came in to score. 3-1 hitters count. Another ball here for Prince. 3-1 pitch. In there for a strike. Got one when she needed one.
Yeah, she did. It's full. So Kendall needs to just protect that plate.
Two away for Kendall Heffler. Payoff pitch. inside. Another walk, and they're at the corners with two outs. Kendall Heffler. Patient AB there brings up Keegan Winger. Start out the day 3-for-3, then add a sacrifice bunt to advance the runner. Kendall Heffler, who actually came all the way around and scored after that.
On this one.
Kendall looking to take off, and now caught in a rundown between first and second. Run's going to come in to score. Kendall, first and second, dives in head first, and she is caught at second.
Yeah.
We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO. We head to the bottom of the seventh. McDonald and Bloomer on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
9-3.
Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Don't forget, if you're watching that live video stream, check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, upper left-hand corner. Catch all the in-game, in-dugout reaction today. Remember,
well,
it's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, on-site dining, on-site caribou coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com.
Okay. So we are at 10-3 because that run that came in did count because that came in
before Kendall.
That play. Yes.
So.
I was like,
good
no
clarification there.
Yep,
all right, so 10-3.
Yep. So that came in before that play with Kendall.
Because I was like, who it is. Was that Aaliyah, I believe?
It was Aaliyah, yes.
So Aaliyah came in to score. Ball one from Riley Christensen as she is facing Anna Poyer. Right-handed batting senior. Struck out last time up. Poyer takes
a strike.
Ball two, excuse me, took two balls and then
yep, the last one was
one.
A strike.
2-1 pitch from Riley. Fouled back. Evens the counts at 2-2. Bottom of the seventh. Bloomer down seven runs, 10-3 to McDonald. McDonald has scored in every run but the every inning but the second. Fouled back again, trying to fight it off. Anna Poyer, the senior. Second baseman, niece of Coach Poyer. Two balls, two strikes. Riley Christensen, McDonald, sophomore in the circle. The kick and the pitch,
nice
swinging,
job,
strike three, punch her out.
Nice
and there's
job,
the first of three McDonald needs here in the bottom of the seventh. Second K of the day for Riley. That'll bring up the top of the order. And Lillian Pahulu, junior shortstop, batting from the left. First pitch misses for Riley. 1-0 the count. 10-3 game, McDonald with the lead. Christensen the pitch.
Nice.
Found the bullseye that time. 1-1. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. 1-1 pitch, grounder towards short, throw
nice
to first
job, nice.
In time. Second out of the inning, and just one left for McDonald. Claire Ruff to Kira Line and Kugel.
Nice routine play, just, you know, and keeping it simple and getting the ball there, so Claire does a great job at that.
6-3 on the putout brings up Aubrey Ternowski, the junior center fielder.
Who has done a great job today.
She really has. Fouls one straight back as Riley brings some heat on pitch one. And Heath Loken & Associates Get it done right. When you need a boundary surveyed, call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. 0-1 pitch inside. Ball one. 10-3 McDonald. One out remaining for Bloomer, trying to mount a comeback here on their home field. The 1-1 pitch, rise ball high. McDonald right back in action at Casper tomorrow against Fall Creek, trying to earn a series split with the Crickets. We'll have more on that tomorrow. 440 pregame. Come grounder on. Toward Keegan, third, gloved by Keegan, throw there to first go. In great time job. To end great. The game, and McDonald wins it here on good the road job, at ladies. Bloomer, 10-3. They sweep the season series against the Blackhawks. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO with our WOGO Sports postgame show. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff. We'll regale you with highlights as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO. McDonald wins it 10-3. They move to 6-3 on the season. Bloomer now 7-7 in 2025. We're back in two. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Post game here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you on WOGO as we'll welcome you back to our WOGO Sports live video stream. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff coming up and we'll regale you with highlights from this one as well. But you were just mentioning off the year, 10-3 final score, but this was a good game and more competitive, especially on the Bloomer side, than the first time they played McDonald when it kind of got away from them a little bit. There's some talented athletes on this Bloomer team, and that's what you love on the McDonald side is you don't want to just get a win. You want a win that makes you better.
Exactly, and I think that, some of this made them work, made them work on their defense and everything, and so I think that this was good for them coming into the second half of the season, and they there were a couple times some of the things that they did, their defense probably weren't the best. And so we got to work on those and making sure that your throws are accurate and those. And so it's they did a great job. And kudos to Bloomer and the pitchers and everything, because I think they did a great job. And, again, it was probably more of a game than anticipated it was going to be.
And this stretch that we'll have it all for you here on WOGO. So you have on the road at Bloomer here tonight. But then tomorrow you've got a rematch with a Fall Creek team that you play tough at their place.
Yep.
But, again, huge, huge game. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've got a win over Fall Creek. And then on the road against a very good Prescott team in a higher division for that Prescott invitation on Saturday. And then you play Hudson, one of the larger schools in the state. So, again, it does not get easier the next three games, but iron sharpening iron.
Exactly, and I think those playing a higher division games, those are ones that you work, you know, you do the work and you play your game, and those are the ones that give you a little bit more practice and a little bit more experience.
Well, and I think we've talked about this before as well, too, as there'll be some JV innings coming out here, mm-hmm. and we'll give you a glimpse of that for a bit here on our WOGO postgame show. But you do not want to schedule, if you're a winning program, if you're a championship-level program, which I think McDonald's proven again and again that they are,
yep.
you don't want to schedule walkovers for your non-conference. You want to schedule teams that can and sometimes will beat you, because that's the only thing that can make you better. And I think it's a great mark of respect that teams like Hudson are saying, yeah, we'll play a small private school from Chippewa Falls because we know that you can make us better too.
Yeah, and it's that challenge, and it's, you know, playing those teams that may be a little bit higher caliber, but it's those challenge in doing what you can do and bettering your skills.
Yeah.
So,
and again, you've remarked too with this team about that freshman class coming up. We talk about the sophomore class, and again, not trying to take anything away from this year's juniors and seniors, but just looking at those younger classes coming up, it's the mark of this program that they've played a lot of softball, and they can come in and can contribute even when they're early on in their high school careers.
But I think that plays part of our program, and
yeah.
that you, those younger ones coming up, where you count on your juniors and seniors, but yet you also can have those freshmen and sophomore coming up that will contribute. And so that's part of the ever-changing program that we have, and the excellence program that we have.
Sorry, I got distracted. Claire has a cookie and I'm wondering where it came
it's
from.
It's like, wait a minute, where's ours?
Well, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back. We'll chat with head coach Rick Ruff, and we'll get you those highlights as well, as McDonald wins at 10-3 on the road here at Bloomer, starting up a pretty busy stretch here on WOGO Sports. We'll step out and be back in two on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We'll go post game here on WOGO Sports. First off, I got a cookie now, which I was joking about, but that's pretty awesome. And also, I have Rick Ruff with me, and Coach, getting the conference victory here and getting back above 500 in conference play. Bloomer, again, first time you played him for the second time. I think a lot of credit to their pitcher, their junior Prince, who made things more difficult than the first time around. I know she's relatively new to that position, and again, your hitters kind of had to work for it today, and you did that.
Yeah, that's the big difference today for them, obviously, was the fact that she came in and threw strikes. We didn't have the blocks that we had last time. We didn't think she hit seven batters last time. So we didn't get the free bases. We had to work for it. So credit to her for that.
Now, on your side, Kelsey Bremnes, again, did a nice job of having sometimes innings where she was really shutting people down in sequence, but other times when base runners got aboard, you mentioned before the game the importance of defense, and I think it showed that for the most part the defense was pretty solid today and could help her out, stranding a couple base runners in a couple different innings.
Yeah, as long as we can field the ball, throw the ball, our defense can keep us in ball games. Kelsey's eyes going to be around the plate. She's going to make people put ball in play, and even when she wasn't have her best, which she was not today, she's tough enough to get through.
What about teaching moments from this game, too? Because, again, we did see a few times where maybe unnecessary base runners because of a few errors here and there, too. And so certainly things to clean up. And when you look at your next three opponents here, they're not gonna give you a lot of leeway to make those errors.
Yes, we've got to clean up the runners getting picked off bases when we're in a bunt situation and the bunt doesn't get down. We've got to make sure we get back to the base. But all in all, we're going to be aggressive, so occasionally those mistakes are going to happen.
And again, that seems to be just a hallmark of the program that, hey, when you get someone aboard, they're not going to stay put. You want to move them around. And I mean, when you look, Chris was mentioning again, top to bottom of this lineup, there really aren't weak spots. And that's got to give you a lot of confidence as a coaching staff as well, too, to say, hey, wherever someone gets aboard in that lineup, we know we have people who can bring them around.
Yeah, we've got and Avery Bovee stepping in the DP in that ninth spot has really strengthened our lineup. And again, just going back to the base running and the base running where Kendall ended up getting out at second, but that was a designed play. That wasn't a mistake. She was doing what she was told. We wanted to get that extra run across, and we just manufactured it.
And finally, Coach, when you mentioned some of the changes and shifts in the lineup, I think that can be something that can pull a team apart when it's, well, you're getting my playing time, you know, et cetera. But it really seems like the chemistry on this team is solid, and it's just whether I'm playing a position in the batting order or just coming in to run, I mean, that's something that we've seen for years where it's, hey, whatever it takes to get that win.
Yes, this group is, again, one of those groups that's just going to come in and do what they need to do, understand their role, and just keep plugging away. And if someone gets better than me and they take my spot, that's my fault. I'm going to work harder and take it back. So they're very good, competitive, but yet a very heartfelt team.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll see you tomorrow. Big one against Fall Creek. Should be a lot of fun back at Casper.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Rick Ruff. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes as you enjoy McDonald's JV softball here on WOGO Sports. Back in 2 minutes as we thank more of our great sponsors and bring you the highlights. That's ahead in 2 on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be.
name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you to tie a bow on this one on WOGO. McDonald wins it over Bloomer 10-3. If you're watching on the WOGO Sports Live video stream, you're seeing McDonald JV in action here at Bloomer, and they might even get a little bit more sunshine for these JV innings than we got in the game for McDonald. But a 7-run win for the Lady Macs. We'll get Chris's final thoughts on it in just a moment. But first, here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports, your post-game highlights. Back to the action from Bloomer here on WOGO Sports. Lydia Prince, first pitch.
Good job.
Swung
nice
on
job.
Right away and drops go, right go, go. To second base. Long left hand throw Keegan. Safe. Running it out is Keegan Winger, and she is aboard. 2-for-2 on the day. Keegan.
Missing on your defense.
Rise ball misses 3-0. And again, for a pitcher who's still relatively young at the position in Lydia Prince, you need that defense behind you, just like Kelsey Bremnes got.
Yep.
2-0 McDonald, 3-0
nice
pitch,
job.
Grounded right past
They're
it, diving shortstop,
nice.
That's going to bring one in for the Lady Macs, and Claire Ruff, an RBI single to make it 3-0.
It was just a solid hit up the middle. Here. We'd love to keep her around another year.
I wish we could.
Yeah, I was going to say we'd love that, but...
0-2 the count
nice
line,
hit.
And Kugel hits it
there
down the
go,
third baseline, and it'll
nice.
Drop.
Come on,
Claire Ruff. Rounding third, and she will head for home. The throw is not going to be in time. Linen Kugel,
great
an
job.
RBI double for the McDonald senior, and it's 4-0 the Lady Macs.
Solid hit down that third baseline.
Kelsey Bremnes strides back into the circle. One away, one on. That's Kennedy Prill, the sophomore, at first base for Bloomer. 0-2 pitch. Swinging
nice.
Strike three. Snap throw to
there
second to get the runner.
Yes.
Double them off. There you go.
Nice.
Ending the inning for McDonald. The strikeout. Then Lizzie Liebrandt guns it to second for the second out. We head to. It's a good pitch there for Prince.
Yeah, good pitch, but Kiara's a solid hitter. She just was waiting on that one.
1-2 the count. Linen Kugel rips
nice
it right
through,
past
nice
the
through,
third
nice
baseman, and that's out into the outfield. Claire Ruff diving toward the
nice,
plate,
beautiful.
Sliding in for the score. It's 6-0 McDonald, and another RBI for Kiara Linen Kugel.
Very smart base running there. Brynn is at third base.
Anna Poyer, the senior. Second baseman, niece of Coach Poyer. Two balls, two strikes. Riley Christensen, McDonald, sophomore in the circle. The kick and the pitch,
nice
swinging,
job,
strike three, puncher out.
Nice
and
job,
there's
Riley.
The first of three McDonald needs here in the bottom of the seventh. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. McDonald completes the season sweep of Bloomer, 10-3, the final here from Blackhawk territory. McDonald moves to 6-3 on the season, and Bloomer's now 7-7. Caleb Swenson, along with Chris Malika, our first broadcast together. Again, it took a bit here. It took till May when the season started back in March, but finally things worked out weather-wise and schedule-wise. Great to have you with, and again, when you look at the next few games for McDonald that we're going to have here on WOGO, you look at Fall Creek and then Prescott and then Hudson, tough games. But just overall, what do you see from this team that you're liking? Where do you say, here's where we need to improve to make the run that we know they're capable of making?
I think what you see out there is their teamwork, you know, working together and communicating. If you heard them out there, they were talking to each other, letting each other know what was going on, and that, you know, their defense and focusing on that. And I think that's also where they need to keep building is their defense.
Yeah.
I think that Kelsey's doing a great job, and, you know, Riley's doing a great job in pitching, very solid, and just keep consistent with those. They're very good pitchers, and they're consistent, so just working together in the defense and then keeping their bat solid and not protecting that plate and not being afraid to hit the ball. So I think that's, you know, what they're coming into, you know, some tough games, but I think they can use them and it'll be, you know, for their betterment. So
Coach Ruff had mentioned that as well too, when it comes to their approach at the plate too, knowing how talented they are. It's, hey, we can be patient. We can look for our pitch and swing at that. And then on the other side of things, when you have two very talented pitchers, but as you mentioned, kind of different pitchers, and Kelsey and Riley, I think that's such a huge advantage, because maybe Kelsey's a little bit more of your bell cow at this point in the season. Riley's so great out there in center, but if you do bring Riley in, you've got a change in pace, and so the batters again have to completely reacclimate to a different style. And again, you feel pretty confident about what you've got in the circle, and you're just hoping to just keep building.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing. And sometimes that's what is a benefit, is having pitchers that are different like that, is mixing it up and kind of confusing the batters. And so I think they have, going into this second part of the season, I think they're looking good and they're looking strong. They just keep improving at what they have.
Again, our WOGO sports calendar, we've got a lot of McDonald softball and then baseball coming up next week. McDonald baseball against Augusta on Tuesday. But before that, we'll see the Lady Macs in three more games. Tomorrow, 4:40 back at Casper. Huge game against Fall Creek. Hopefully you can come on out and cheer on the Lady Macs in person from Casper. If you can't make it, again, we'll be right here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Also, Saturday, we'll start just before noon on the road at Prescott from the Invitational. McDonald takes on Prescott, and then they will play Hudson. Thank you, as always, to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Elliot Spies, tonight. On the other side here at Bloomer, Sam Aberle, who is running our live video stream, camera operator, standing on that ladder, and seems to be none the worse for the wear, as he's right over there.
He kind of shrugs it off.
He hasn't walked off yet, too, but I appreciate all that Sam does behind the scenes to make these broadcasts look the way they do. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, thank you for joining us. This has been McDonald Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. For Chris Malachi, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Bloomer. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 10, the Bloomer Blackhawks 3. This has been McDonald Lady Mac Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.